Well, we as a people can't hold the justice system accountable. Let me phrase it this way. Myself as a black man can't hold the justice system accountable for, because the justice system was not created to protect me. That's first. I have to realize that the justice system was never designed to protect me. It was designed to enslave me and take away my rights. That's first. As we grew older, the lynching stopped, but now we're in the 21st century. And with the lynching stopped, there's frivolous police reports that can rewrite any story that they want. Once we are loaded up into these vehicles, all rights are stripped. I myself was arrested back in October, and I was never read my Miranda rights at all. In the justice system, by law, it says that my case should have been thrown out. Instead, I sat down in a holding cell for 120 hours, no shower, no food, no nothing, until they were ready for me to see the commissioner. It's one thing to talk about being in a jail cell, and it's another thing to have been there and to have met the torture and the demise and the belittling as a person, to be stripped of everything. I had to walk butt naked in front of over 1,000 CO correctional officers and nothing, and examined, stripped down. They don't wash the trays that everything are going on. And the tax dollars that you guys want to, or whoever, I'm not going to say you guys, but us as a citizens that we're paying for, are going to these places. So for one, if I know I'm spending these millions of dollars a year, I should care more about where is my money going. And I feel as though a lot of people are more concerned about keeping us off the streets than getting to know us and getting to understand the problem. There's a deeper rooted problem until you strip down and talk to us, because right now, if I had a camera in my face, I may look like a thug. But until you talk to me, you're like, oh, he's not a thug. You know what I mean? We've been these labels are being put on us, and it's just unfair. Everybody's not out here to cause trouble. And there's some brothers out here who are really striving their best to do what they have to do to upbring the next generation successfully. The police department has to understand that they have came at the public wrong, the wrong way. And they have to re-examine their approach, because they have to gain back the trust of Baltimore. Right now, they have no trust. They have nothing concrete to stand on to say, you know what, this was justified. Because every time they ask a question, there's a loophole or there's some type of thing that they can say to justify what had happened. Oh, I looked like he had a knife, so we shot him. And half the time, the people that they're shooting are running away from them. So we're running away from the problem, then it's clearly not us. But it's like a cat and mouse game. So we're getting trapped. They have the cheese. And until we realize that together we're stronger as a people, we're stronger than we are individually, we're not going to get anywhere, man.